life with me, what that must be like, having to love what he's loved and seen what he's seen and walk the paths that he's walked. He makes me appreciate who I am, what I can do, what I'm capable of, and the gift my life is. He makes me appreciate how beautiful life can be in the midst of darkness, in the midst of turmoil, in the midst of strain, in the midst of all things negative. He reminds you that life is worth hustling for, it's worth a struggle, it's worth a fight, it's worth the woe, it's worth the tears, it's worth the fights, because when you win those battles, however small your victories are, they make it all worth it, you know? And he said to me, a lot of time he calls me, blessed one. Both warriors of light, he says. Sometimes you need to get out of your head, you know, just get out of your mind and stop overthinking things, because your mind at the end of the day is one of your biggest foes. And I totally agree. I mean, you sit with your head and everything you are insecure about sort of amplifies, you know. And then there he sits with his cheeky naughty laugh, and he's concerned about a person who has done music with him for a very short time, who I am incredibly privileged to co-friend. And when he touches something, man, it's always out of this world. You don't see that coming. And then when he touches it, it's like it's always been his. Like everybody else who's ever tried has just been wasting their time. And I am so blessed. I'm ever grateful, ever blessed, ever favored, ever loved to call him brother. I often call him my musical soulmate, because he is. He just gives me a beat and I'm like, okay, let's go. And he'll be like, oh wait, that works. And I'll be like, yay! You know, young celebrations. But yeah, he's amazing. My big brother, who shares so much of his life and his world and his creativity, and entrusts so much of his art to me, that I'm honored. So honored to know him. He's one of my favorite people and one of the greatest gifts I have.